Welcome, welcome. Welcome back. It's the Who Am I podcast. We are your hosts, Cavill Wren, King CJ. King, how you doing, my boy?
Top of the morning. What up, though?
Please don't do that. Bro, I just want to say this, bro, before we even get into it, because I know we're going to get into that, some of that music. We got a quick pod today. Just some music for you. A quick little update of what came out today. Not today, but this week. Kendrick fans are delusional. And I know there's a lot of fans that are delusional. Like, fans are delusional in general. But everything that Kendrick put out ain't gold, bro. Like, there's stuff that's like, just okay. And that's okay for it to just be okay. And him saying top of the morning. You ever, like, read the comments? And people trying to explain to you how something is so deep, like they're like, "Oh, he just telling you about how it's a never ending cycle about how you wake up, my brother. You just not even woke up to it. You just been gentrified to thinking that it was something else. See, but this is hot fire." I'm like, "All right, bro. Like, all right, no, like, all right, like, just chill out." Because the whole thing about him being like, the game needs him to survive. Like, he says this so many times. But in general, like, in reality, not really, bro. You haven't really been rapping in like 5-6 years. And in that time, we've heard a lot of Griselda. We've gotten Drake albums. We got J. Cole albums. We got Kanye West albums. We've been fine. Like, ain't nothing happened, dog. Like, you left it for 5-6 years and nothing happened, dog. Like, it was okay. The game didn't need you. But the game don't need one person anyway, so I'm not just saying that against Kendrick, but the game does not need Kendrick Lamar to survive, though.
Well, you're starting off spicy, ain't you?
It's been wearing on me. Let alone what happened 1 o'clock this morning, but we ain't gonna talk about that here.
Oh, man.
But
football season is back. Let's go.
It is back. I wish it wasn't back. But the NFL was lit, music, though.
Man, started off with a bang, bro.
NFL was fucking lit, boy. I hope any for y'all sports fans out there, bro, that was a good one to start out with. I like how they put that one, like, that's a good Thursday night game, and it'll be the only one we got for the rest of the year. They suck at putting Thursday night games together.
Yeah, it'll be like the Jaguars versus the damn
Texans, bro.
Dolphins.
Yeah, like Texans. Nobody want to see this shit right now, bro. And then you can stuck watching it because it's prime time. It's the only one on.
Yeah.
They suck at putting Thursday nights together, man. But, man, let's get straight into this music, man. You got some singles. We got some, both got some albums that we want to talk about. Let's go ahead and do it, man.
Yeah, so the first single I want to talk about is Maxo Cream with Big Persona, featuring Tyler the Creator. Maxo, he always seemed to catch one. And it might not be like a astronomical hit, but he finds his way to work with some of the best artists out, whether that be Meg Thee Stallion, whether that be now Tyler the Creator, whether that be Playboi Carti back in the day. Like, he finds his way to get around dope artists. And he did this again, a collaboration I did not see coming, but judging off of Tyler the Creator's last album, he is on a tear to prove, like, yo, I'm a good rapper. Like, everybody respects my artistry. Everybody respects my business acumen, but y'all can really spit and I can really step into all these different lanes. And he did so on a song with Maxo Cream, where it was just like him flexing. Like, the video is dope. His bars are dope. Both of them did their thing on the song, but it's just dope to see coming off of an album like that. And then to see Tyler the Creator going to his feature run. Like, he was on Snow Allegra's album. Now, like, the R&B side of things that he does well. Now he's back on his rap stuff. So it's just dope to see, kind of like how J. Cole does when he drops a dope album. All right, now I'm not going to let y'all forget about me because I'm on the features. Same thing that Drake do. If I'm not putting out an album, or if I already put out an album, or I got an album coming up, you're going to hear me on some of the best songs because I'm going to show you that I'm still in the pocket. So that was good to see from Tyler the Creator. Good song from Maxo Cream, Big Persona. Dope song.
Hell yeah. I checked that out. So this one, I'm going to start with Eric Bellinger, New Light. If y'all don't know him, he's a songwriter, but he does his albums as well. He has some different series that people really seem to like. So I'm gonna try to talk about this as best as I can. It's only 15 songs, 44 minutes. Nice little R&B jam. So I want to say this. It may have not hit like it was supposed to be because I listened to a different R&B album before this. And we'll talk about that one here shortly. I think it was great. But some people are better at songwriting than song making themselves. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's literally nothing wrong with that. Eric Bellinger has worked for Justin Bieber, Trey Songz, Chris Brown, the biggest R&B songs names you can even think of. And he's done a great job at that. But something for me is missing in his music. I don't know what it is. I can't put a finger on it. It just feels like everything is mid. Now he has a good following. Like every time he drops, I see people posting it. It manages to make it to my timeline somehow, you know, this way or that way. It managed to come onto my radar. And every time I listen to it, I feel like I'm leaving it a little like, meh. Like, okay, it was good. You know, the singing was good. The features are whatever. The beats were kind of whatever. It just kind of misses that little umph that I really want to. But again, it may have been because I listened to an album that we'll talk about shortly and then listen to this one because I'm like, you wrote all these good songs, all these great songs, and then what's left for yourself just doesn't seem like much. So not sure how that fits in with his fan base or how they gonna like that, but I'm sure people stand and die by him. So he's doing something right. Keep on pushing. But again, it wasn't really spectacular for me. It was kind of mid.
Yes. It's crazy to see somebody that can pen like so many hits. Like you say, he's made some of the biggest hits in the R&B genre from Usher, Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, like you said. But just like we saw with Quentin Miller, how we saw with Consequence, how we see with a bunch of ghostwriting artists, sometimes you just don't have that it. You know, it's very rare for the people actually writing the songs and making that to have that it. Like a Dream, who can write artists like Umbrella for Rihanna? He can write Single Ladies for Beyonce and then still come out and make his own hits. Like that's very rare. And even his career wasn't as big as the hits that he's known for. So yeah. And especially since we're so accustomed to a certain level of R&B over these past couple years, it's like, you got to come with it if you're going to drop something in this lane.
I can find that sound 10 times better somewhere else.
Yeah. Speaking of a sound that you can't really find, unfortunately, just because of the death of Pop Smoke, rest in peace. But Fabio Foreign has, like, I've been coming on here and championing his name for the past year, I want to say, has stuck his flag in the ground and just championed the drill sound. And he dropped a track called Storytime. And normally, like, I get on here and I champion Fabio, even when he come out and release on the first day of Christmas, I got a baddie on my wish list. Like, he's done some. some bad stuff, you know what I mean? But coming off of, I feel like the best verse off of Donda, it's like, yo, he has the momentum. Like, all you got to do is follow up. Like, he just was in jail. He came home to a fire Funk Flex freestyle that got him buzzing. And I think because of that, he got called up to be on the Donda album, delivered a crazy verse on that. Not even arguably the best verse on that. Then it's like, all right, what you going to do for yourself? And then he dropped the track called Storytime. And with a lot of drill rappers, you kind of, it's like a formula. Like, you know what they're going to talk about. You know what they're going to say. It's just, all right, you're just going to just spit a little bars. You're going to hit it with the flow. Where he's actually telling a story on this track, Storytime, about somebody getting locked up, going through the process of being locked up, getting a lawyer, fighting the case, being in jail, locked up for something that he didn't do, but knowing that he need to hold it down for the people that's still outside. Then the person that he was actually holding it down for, he actually got killed. And now he's having to deal with the thought process of, I'm stuck in here. I can't do anything to avenge my homie, but I could get out of jail if I say everything was on him, but I got to think about who I am and what's my character like. So I'm going to still fight it as if that person didn't do it. Cause I'm not a snitch and I live by these rules. And to see him spit something like that, and it's, if you listen to it, you don't listen to the words, it's a typical Fabio Foreign song. But to listen to the imagery that he portrays with his lyrics, to watch the video, this is just a huge growth in the career of Fabio Foreign. So this is a big step forward. I'm looking forward to the next album. But this single, Story Time by Fabio Foreign, is a good drill track. If you haven't listened to any of the ones I recommended before, I would recommend this one from Fabio Foreign.
All right. Shit. Well, maybe I will.
Anyway, don't lie. You ain't got a lot of
I don't know, man. It just really ain't my speed, man. It just really ain't my speed.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something that is my speed. And let me tell you something, man. Sorry, the kid has low key, been at y'all R&B dudes next. Like, the for real. like, I'm not kidding, bro. Like, if you don't know, let me put you on right now, because this is now the second one to me that was. It's borderline great. Like, it to me it's really good. It's not as good as the first one that he dropped, and that was this year too, if I'm not mistaken, right? Mm-hmm. This is his third album of the year. His second one was kind of mid. This one to me is really, really good, maybe great. The first one we both put as our kind of 1A, 1B kind of thing with J. Cole at our half year mark as far as the best albums. This one may teeter on that 6-7, maybe into 5 range for me right now as it stands. So really good music from Sayuri the Kid. This is Alone But Not Lonely. One thing that I noticed about this one is he does a really good job of doing this without very many features. He had Summer Walker on this one, which I haven't heard from her a long time. She smashed, by the way, if you didn't know. But he got some really good concepts, man. Like he got some really good content that he talks about. And the thing with R&B is you can do stuff like this where you drop a bunch of albums in a short time frame, because I just don't really get tired of the concept. Like, I don't really get tired of what R&B artists are talking about. They've been talking about pretty much the same thing in the same way for the last few decades. I mean, they're talking about women, they're talking about relationships, they're talking about sex, they're talking about, you know, it's the same thing, but as to where rap is sometimes feels kind of old and stale, R&B, they find a way to reinvent it where it sounds different, and it the artist is different. The artist got different people coming on talking about their shit, and it always feels authentic. It always feels like something that you go through. Like, he has a song called Girls Love Shade Room on here. Girls love Shade Room, though. it is what it is, bro. Like, it is what it is. He got some really good songs about, like, Are You Happy? Settle Down. Happy Belated Birthday. I really like the TLC, the bonus track, man. It was a good way to end it, because it started to somewhere in the middle of the album. As to where the other one didn't. This one started kind of, to me, in the middle of the album. It kind of got a little bit too low. Because it is a kind of like real low energy type, you know, he's kind of talking through it, singing through it. He's not singing his heart out. He's not, you know, going to blow you away with his vocal ability, but he is going to do the assignment very, very well. And, that's what he did on this album. It is 17 songs, 54 minutes. Keep doing your thing, Sayuri. Like, keep doing this. It's surprising to see you like this. After like Slumlords and the whole thing with that, like, I didn't really see this coming from him, but he's been one of my favorite R&B artists of the year so far. So I don't really know what to think of it. It's a fucking wild 2021. So we got Sayuri bringing up the R&B mantle, man.
Yeah. Like you said, this might be like, he might have the top two R&B albums of the year. Like, straight up, especially when it's talking like male R&B, by far, hands down. But this is what I used to like about, just say, I'm gonna go left field out of here. What I used to like about Fabulous dropping those weekly freestyles back in the day, it just seemed so relevant. I knew he was gonna drop a bar about what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, I know, like, if something happened during that past week, he would throw a punchline in there, like the Kylie Jenner lip challenge and stuff like that. Like, he was just so on point on what was, so in tune with what was going on. What I like about Sayuri the Kid's album is that I feel like he's in tune with, like, real situations. Whereas though, like, certain artists, they get to a certain level and I can't really relate to their experience with women. I can't really relate to their experiences with relationships because I'm not out here buying Birkin bags. I'm not out here doing these things that these famous celebrities are doing. But with Sayuri the Kid, I feel like he wanted the homies talking. Like, I can put on these tracks and then like, yo, this is my life right now. Like, I'm going through these situations like right now. So I think that adds a next level of just connectability with me, if that's even a word. Like, I can connect with his music a lot quicker. I feel like he gives me what I want in the Drake R&B album. Whereas though, he's not the best singer. Like, he's not the best singer, but he can create a vibe. Whereas though, I know I put on this Sayuri the Kid album, if I got, you know, a couple women around me or something like that, I could just let that run through and the vibe is just going to be good. Like, this is exactly my vibe. So, I like it from top to bottom, from start to finish. I like the whole thing, but I'm at a point where my expectations are consistently being met. I'm just a satisfied fan. And as soon as I saw this like pop up, like, oh, he dropped another one and it's an R&B one. Oh, I know it's going to be fire. And he didn't disappoint. So shout out to him, man, for the consistency. Right now he's sitting at my top two R&B albums of the year. Yeah. That's phenomenal to say in a year like
this. Not close either. And you got to go get this too. Like and what I mean by that is like, you're not going to find it on Spotify on the top, you know, the top albums that drop. You're going to go to Apple Music and just see it, you know, somewhere. You got to type in his name and go find this. And King actually, just sent it in the chat. I don't know if it was you or Travis. I'm pretty sure it was you because I don't think that's Travis's thing, I'm like, oh shit, let me go get this. I'm like, shit, I'm about to listen to this King. Fuck this King. And we'll talk about him too. I don't mean no disrespect, but yeah, when I seen this, I was like, oh, this is the full, we don't want to hear you rap. Like, no disrespect, but not right now. Why you dropped that fire earlier this year. So yeah, you got to go get this. If you ain't heard it yet, man, like if you ain't heard the other one yet, It's Not Me, It's You. You got to go get that. You got to go listen to this one, listen to them both, and then come back and talk to us at the Who and Why podcast, man. We're telling you, bro. It is what it is. It's tough.
Fuego, fuego. So for my next single, this is actually one I had to look forward to because I didn't actually know it was dropped. And it's crazy to see how the industry turns on people and how the algorithms can really work against you. So, DaBaby dropped a track with Lil Wayne actually called, Lonely. And I had no idea about it. And I'm like, oh, when this dropped? It dropped a couple days ago. It's not on the main page. It's not on any playlist.
You're trying to shame me as a Wayne fan. That's what you're doing here.
Hey, listen, brother.
That's what you gonna do to me for all these people? For me and my friends?
But it's the thing, like, I see DaBaby and Lil Wayne. I'm like, yo, I need to hear this. This should be like the number one song. Like, why isn't everybody talking about this? And I'm thinking like, oh, the controversy with DaBaby right now. Like, obviously he going to get the Tory Lanez treatment to where if you're not following him on social media, you probably don't even know that this is out. So I found this a little bit later, but man, it's so fire. Like, I get, you know, his comments are problematic. They are just, he rightfully deserves the criticism and the backlash, you know, that he's been getting. But when just talking about music, I feel like this is unraveling another layer to him, to where it's kind of like Boosie, where it's like, yo, I know my way of thinking might not be for everybody. I know my way of thinking might not even be right, but this is who I am. And I feel like from me looking at, I'm learning a lot more about him. Even the album art is him going off. It's like the famous like fork in the road where everybody is going one way and then you choose to go another way. Just to look at, you know, where his mindset is. If you listen to his verse on Donda, you can kind of see like, yo, this is who I am. I'm kind of putting my feet down. Like, I'm not moving. I'm not budging. I'm dying on this hill, figuratively speaking. And in his verse, it's just so personal, talking about like, yo, like, I'm lonely. You know what I mean? Like, I've saw my brother like commit suicide. Like, I saw him with his brains blown out. Like, that affects me. You know what I mean? I know what it's like to be in the hood and go out there and grab your gun and kill people. Like, the person that has that mentality is really deep inside lonely. You know, they really dealing with these things. Like, people growing up in a certain environment, this is how they feel and this is how it affects them. And then Wayne comes on there and just snaps, bro. Like, I don't know what's gotten into Wayne, but he hasn't been missing. Like, ever since, I guess, like, the Carter 5 drop, and, like, he's been, like, yo, he settled. He got his Fed charges dropped. You know what I mean? Like, he sold all his matches or whatever. He's prime Wayne, dude. Like, he might not have the impact, but as far as, like, the wordplay and just him snapping, he hasn't been missing. And the baby kind of getting out of his comfort zone and opening up more, which we always criticize him for, is like, yo, we hear the same thing with the baby. Now that he's forced to have his chip on the shoulder and do something else, he's, you know, elevating musically. You know, regardless of how you feel about him personally, his music is slowly getting better. And then to put Wayne on there, I just feel like, man, if he wasn't in this controversy, this could be the biggest song out right now. But unfortunately, because of some personal things, it's not. But if you can get past how you personally feel about him, this is an amazing track to listen to.
Yeah, man. Baby will be all right. He'll make it through it all. We've seen artists do worse, right? We've seen artists say do things worse. I'm not trying to undermine what he say. I don't want no smoke. I'm gonna be honest. I don't want none of that smoke, but he'll be all right. But man, bro, we like to be mad at stuff. I don't want to say we, but people like to be mad at stuff, bro. Like, there was some smoke for Drake because R. Kelly was a songwriter on one of his tracks. I don't know if you've seen that, but that got a little flame going. Mm. But I'm like, bro, that's, he used a sample. I don't know what you want.
Hold on, bro. Cause this is why Tyler, the Creator, got one of the best albums for me. He had a song on his album. I think it's called Manifesto. And he's basically addressing, like, people forcing him to speak on, like, Black Lives Matter, forcing him to speak on different political issues or whatever. And in that, he was like, bro, I was canceled before cancel culture. Like, I remember being a teen and doing all this stuff and people hated me. People was outside boycotting my concerts and people was, you know, really trying to get me out of here. And now y'all looking at me like, oh, I should be towing this line. And he's like, yo, y'all just mad because that gives you an identity. Y'all don't even really care what y'all mad at, but because you can attach onto this subject and you know everybody else around you is going to be mad, you decide to get mad too. And now you feel like you're a part of something. Because without that, you really ain't nobody. You know what I mean? So don't come to me telling me what I need to do because I don't recognize that as power. So, you know what I'm saying? I can do, you know, I can donate this amount of money. I can give to this cause. I can do that. But if I don't say what you want me to say, I'm still not doing enough. I don't respect that. And for him to take that stand on that album with a song and to do that lyrically, like,
yeah,
that's hip hop right there. Right. That's hip hop. So shout out. I can't stop talking about that album. Tyler, the Creator, he addressed that perfectly on his song Manifesto on that album. But I agree 100%, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that's, people just love being mad about stuff.
And I just don't understand how you live your life like that. Like, I don't want to be mad about stuff all the time. Cause if I do, legitimately, I'd be mad all the time. If everything I seen on social media, if everything I seen out of some of these artists, I got really flustered, upset about, and had to run and personally attack or go post on my social media, I seems draining. Seems very, very draining to care about everything. But
that's some people's life, though.
Yeah.
Some people live to, like, yo, my self-esteem is determined by how many likes, how many comments, how many shares, reposts, and retweets I can get. And that's what gets people. That's what gets the people going.
Very,
you know what I'm saying? Like, getting them mad, getting them outraged. Like, they did studies on Facebook. Like, that's what gets the engagement, and that's what the algorithms will promote more. So
very, very draining. Couldn't be me. But do you have one more? You say you had another album before we could do Baby Keem together at the end?
Yeah, I got one more album. West Side Gun, Hitler Wears Hermes, Ape, Sincerely Adolf. I know that title is kind of like, yo, what are we doing? But it's kind of a play on, if you haven't been following his series, it's kind of a play on the Devil Wears Prada. So in order to flip that, he flipped it to Hitler Wears Hermes. And that's just his series going on. He actually has like a billboard at Times Square for the last, we'll call it HWH 7. But he was supposed to release a deluxe edition or the side B this week. So I was saving it from last week's episode. But I'll just give you the side A, as he calls it. It's dope music. You know, we've been on here. We say, like, he's not the best rapper. We could all agree on, like, West Side is not going to be, especially standing next to Benny the Butcher and Conway. Like, he's by far not the best rapper. but he's able to do enough to create a good song to where he can step to the side and throw an alley-oop to be like, all right, bet you would sound good on this beat. You would sound good on this beat. And I feel like he did that with some of my favorite artists. He got Wayne on there, who we all, like I said, he hasn't missed. He has Boldy James on here. Like I said, that's my favorite hip hop album of last year and one of my favorites of this year. Stove God Cooks. If you like that Griselda sound and you feel like you like that lane, check out Stove God Cooks. Like, he has an amazing presence and an amazing voice when it comes to these type of albums. Motkami. A lot of people are saying Motkami has the hip hop album of the year with his Pray for Haiti album that he released in conjunction with Griselda and West Side Gun. And he's just able to give you, and of course he has Conway the Machine on here. Of course he has Benny on here, but he's able to give you that Griselda aesthetic and then kind of give you everybody within that lane. If you don't know, if you're not familiar with who all is giving you this type of sound, a West Side Gun album would be the best one to listen to, because from here you can branch off and like, oh, who's Stove God Cooks? And then go listen to his discography. Oh, who's Benny? Go listen to his discography. Oh, who's Motkami? And then you go listen to his discography. And I think that's what a good West Side Gun project is. But for the parts that he is on here rapping, he kills it. The production, as always, it's dope for that lane. And the features on here, like, they really showed out. Like, Stove God Cooks, like, I'm excited for his next album, because this is his second kind of co-album with West Side Gun, to where he's kind of taking the lead and he's just been murdering all his features and parts that he contributed to the album. So West Side Gun, Hitler Wears Hermes 8, Sincerely Adolf, man, it's a great rap project, especially if you like Griselda. Like, they don't miss, and they, every week somebody in that faction is dropping something, and this is just another addition to that catalog. So shout out to them for delivering once again.
Can you tell the listeners, for just for research purposes, where do you get these drops at? Where do you find these? I'm asking for a friend.
Oh, so I follow them all.
Okay.
So, like, I follow Benny, I follow Westside, I follow Soul God, I follow Rock Marciano, I follow all of them. So once anybody, like I said, within that group drops, they all repost it. Like, I follow Boldy James, I follow the producers, I follow all of them. So they typically work with each other. And then once they drop, it's like, yo, go support this, because I'm either going to be on it or they probably help me out with that next one, because it's like a community. Like I said, I love this sound because in that sound, it's like a community that they built. So you got Westside, you got Benny, you got Conway, and they're kind of like the forefront. They're like the major label representatives. But under them, it's like a whole slew of people, like Boldy James, like Stove God, like a Flea Lord, like Rock Marciano. And all of these people are delivering great, great projects underneath. Like, that Motkami project, Pray for Haiti, is amazing. Like, literally all of the hip hop critics are like, yo, this is one of the best hip hop albums of the year. Like, it's amazing. So this community of hip hop, this genre, this sub lane of hip hop is so consistent and so, you know, like, you can dive into it. It's like an experience, and you got to give respect to, you know, one of the flag holders of it all, Westside.
Oh, yeah. I definitely wasn't asking for myself either, so I was just asking for a friend. Yeah. But all right, well, yeah, let's finish off with the Melodic Blue, Baby Keem. For one, before I start any of this, mad props to anybody that decided to drop in anywhere in the area of Drake and Kanye. That's tough to do, but Congrats. Y'all made it to this show, so y'all did enough for that at least. So I mean, it is tough, but all right, so 16 songs, 54 minutes, I'm liking it. Two Kendrick features, one that we already heard. We got Don Toliver on the album. Not big on features really. So here's what I got to say. This is the first Baby Keem album I heard, so I didn't really know what to expect. And I guess when last week we talked about focus, right? Like, focus. And some people ain't content based, like, and that's fine. I wasn't really expecting that from this album. I was expecting a certain sound though, and I don't know what I got. I don't really know if this is a Travis Scott type artist. I don't know if he's a Roddy Ricch, little TJ type artist. I don't know if he want to spit. I don't know if, I really don't know. It was a lot mixed around, and maybe that's part of him just being a kind of a newer artist. I know he's not like brand new, but just a newer artist, especially to me. Maybe he hasn't found what sounds best, and that's okay. Maybe he wants to do all of those things. Maybe he wants to be all those things. And there were some highlights for all of those genres. There were some songs that I really liked for all of that. I liked First Order of Business. That was more of a singing thing. The Family Ties, of course, that was kind of more of a rapping thing. Although that same flow did show up very early in the album. I'm not sure if that was by design. But then there were just some kind of songs that I just felt like didn't really need to be on here. There was one in particular. I can't think of which one it was called. It might have been Gorgeous. It was just kind of like it reminded me of some Kendrick shit where he kind of played around on To Pimp a Butterfly. I can't remember the song on that one either. I was just like, why is this here? But him and Kendrick got this tendency to just be joking around. It felt like Kendrick Lamar getting on the song and saying top of the morning 10 times in a row. It's kind of laughable. Like, let's just be honest. The front half of that song is hard. The second half is not good. As soon as Kendrick came on and started saying that, and then it was worse because Baby Keem rapping on that second part was just, I don't really know. It just felt like they just weren't taking it seriously. And that's okay. Kendrick can afford to do that. Baby Keem, not so much, because I'm still not sure what your floor is. I don't really know what I'm going to get from you on a song to song, a album to album. I don't know yet. And I was expecting to kind of get that here. I was expecting to kind of get, you know, this is what the quality is, which it is quality music. It's not bad by any means. I think it's a decent album. It's a little bit better than average, which is fine. There's a lot of albums like that I think is great. There's a lot of albums around that 7 to 7.5, 8 maybe. That's like, okay, that's really good. That's a lot of people, you know, that's kind of where they at. But for this one, again, I would have liked to hear some type of direction, I guess, maybe, you know, just something that showed me what are we going with you? What kind of artist are you? And instead, I kind of got just a mixture of a bunch of songs. A lot of people I was looking up online, a lot of people, again, trying to explain to me why this song is so deep and this song is this. And hear me out. I'm not the sharpest tool, you know, in the toolbox, but if I got to go look online and watch random people explain to me your song or your music video or this and that, or I got to watch a 10-minute video just to understand one of the songs, it probably missed the mark. I mean, I'm going to just say I shouldn't have to do that to just understand what you're trying to say. And that's just allegedly. That's just somebody else trying to tell me what you was trying to say. I don't even know if that's what you were trying to say or not. I'll never know. I'm never going to talk to you. You're never going to explain it to me. But if I have to do all that just to try to understand the concept, I'm not the only one. Like, I'm not the only one that it went completely over the head. And I'm just thinking, this is just a bad song. This is just a bad video. Like the Family Ties video, it's just like, well, you know, what the fuck is any of this? Like, it's just kind of a bunch of shit kind of thrown together on the screen. I'm not really sure. Then I watched it like 15-minute video. I'm like, okay, I kind of get it, but you could have just made this visually pleasing, and we'd have settled all of this. I don't really understand why everything has to be so covered in stones. You talked earlier about Tyler, Creator. Like, there's ways where you can storytell with at least storytelling without having to have all this shit go over your head. What's his name? What's the dude? Freestyle King, dog.
King Los.
King Los is... Ain't none of what he be doing is super over your head. You gonna understand exactly the bars. Whether it was the freestyle where he rapped with all A's, crazy. Whether it was a song with Lil Wayne or not Lil Wayne, but Wiz Khalifa, where he had the G-Unit flips over and over and over again. It's like, you can display this type of crazy lyrical ability without trying to be so deep and mysterious about it. A lot of people do it. So I don't understand why some artists just kind of feel like they got to do some type of, throw the mask over our head and either you're going to get it or you're not going to get it. It's like, nah, just rap, bro. There's ways to do it without doing all that. So, decent album. Probably, let's just end it there. 54 minutes. I like that though.
Yeah, so it's ironic. You know, I ain't trying to call you out or whatever, but that same criticism, that's what I said about Drake album with the, you know, lack of direction. But you know, who am I?
I didn't say that. I didn't run from it. I didn't say that.
Nah, I'm playing with you. Nah, so this is my thing about Baby Keem. And before I get on Baby Keem, just to go back to your question about what are I finding albums too. I can't forget about everybody that hops in the DMs, hops in the comments and just reaches out to us to say, hey, have you heard this album? Like, hey, did you check this out? Like, OG CO that we had on the podcast, he actually jumped in and was like, yo, y'all gonna talk about this West Side, right? Like, so just everybody that listens to the podcast, everybody supports the podcast. Y'all definitely show up and show out when a drop happens and y'all want us to talk about it. So I can't forget about y'all. We appreciate that. But, for this Baby Keem album, I enjoyed it, but I think it's because I had the expectation. I know what a Baby Keem project sounds like. So I've heard his last project, and it's like, this is considered his debut album, but he's had two projects prior to this. In 2019, he had a project called Die For My Bitch. And I found out about that when I was watching like the end of year wrap up with Charlamagne and Joe Budden. And they were saying like, yo, this is one of the sleeper albums of the year. And I'm like, oh, who is Baby Keem? And I went and I saw like other wrap up albums of the year, like even, Elliot Wilson and B-Dot, Rap Radar podcast, they shouted it out as well. So I'm like, yo, who is this Baby Keem person? And when I first listened to that project in 2019, I was like, some songs I really liked, some songs I really didn't. And I saw him being pulled in so many different directions. I'm like, for the most part, I like it, but it's a little all over the place. So I kind of had that expectation. I know he tries to do a lot with his albums. Like he'll give you some bars. He'll give you some melodies. He'll give you some like mumble rap, kind of like trap sound. And then he'll give you something that goes hard in a concert. And he got some stuff where he's like, I don't know what he's trying to do with this song. So I had that expectation, and having a baseline coming from his last album, I felt like he improved. So I received it a little bit better. I feel like with these new artists, it's hard because like this is only his third project. So he hasn't really had the time and experience to like figure out his sound, to kind of experiment and to like find like what he does well. You got artists like Kendrick. He had a whole mixtape run under KDOT, and then he finally switched to Kendrick Lamar, and then he was able to build his brand from there. But he was able to put in the work before he even got on there. J. Cole, he had a legendary mixtape run. All these different artists, they had the ability to go and put out mixtapes and kind of find out and kind of own their sound. But with Baby Keem, like being Kendrick Lamar family, yo, you gonna have to figure it out, and you're gonna figure it out on the main stage. So you don't really get that time and that luxury to kind of hone your craft. You gotta just figure it out real time. And he also has the added pressure of, I have to be different. Like, I can't just come in and be like everybody else. Like, cause unfortunately the expectation is you family to Kendrick, like you gotta be great. So it's like, you're getting a Travis Scott feature on your first album. You're getting a Don Toliver. You're getting the Kendrick features when he's not giving out any features. So you gotta hold it down. You gotta do something good. So that pressure of being different, I feel like kind of pushes him in a lot of different directions to where he can kind of hone it in a little bit. But for the songs where I feel like he hit, I really liked them. He did have a couple on here, and you can see the different influences. Like, you got songs on here that sound like Kendrick. You got songs on here that sound like Kanye. And you got songs on here that sound like just a typical mumble rapper. And you got songs on here that sound just like Baby Keem. So I don't have it as one of the top albums of the year, but I have it as him growing as an artist. And to be put on the main stage and put that pressure on you, like, I don't feel like he cracked. I feel like he's making the best out of it, and he's continuing to elevate his brand. He's continuing to make the best of all the, you know, the doors that are being open. Like he said, like Kendrick is not, he's opened up a lot of doors for him. And even on their song Range Brothers, on the good part of the song, like when the beat was fire and it had like that, like the good chords in it, and like Kendrick was giving them game. Like, yo, when you in this position, like, yo, don't be worried about these women, because that's the only thing that's going to come with that is just a hurt ego. You know what I mean? Like, you can really mess your life up doing these type of things, living in this lifestyle. So if he's going to put that in a song, I can only imagine the type of advice he's been getting from Kendrick, arguably one of the best in the game, to like, yo, this is how you run your career. This is how you should, you know, strategize and all that. So that's a tough task, and it's a lot of pressure and a lot of expectations. It's worth listening to if you haven't listened to, but, you know, it's definitely different. I'll say that it's definitely different, but I have a weird ear. I listen to, you know, like I personally like Scars because they remind me of Kanye. Like, got the Kanye Love Lockdown drums. So like, that's me right there, you know? So it's good to listen to if you just want to go to the big hits, the Kendrick features, like, cause Kendrick is listed on two, but he's actually on Vent too, but he's not listed as a feature. And I feel like Vent go hard as well. So if you want to listen to those, Don Tolliver track. Yeah. He on Durag Activity. Yeah. So if you just want to check those out, it's good enough. But if you want to like dive into his career, I would suggest checking out his last album and then checking out this one to see the growth and the elevation.
Yeah. And maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll appreciate it a little bit more. But yeah, it was cool. It was cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm crazy.
A little shout.
Something's like. But yeah, I think that's all we got. You got any more music?
One, it's not an official. Let me pull it up because it's not an official release, but man, this thing go so crazy. Freddie Gibbs just dropped a freestyle. It's called Vice Lord Poetry over the Champagne Poetry instrumental. Freddie Gibbs dropped that album, dog.
Yeah.
He hasn't missed in, I think, like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But he is snapping.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, his big thing right now, he Big Boss Rabbit. So he got the pregnant rabbits as the as the single art.
That's funny.
But man, he's going crazy. He snapped out. Like, that's one of the best instrumentals that, like, I gotta give Drake credit for that. Like, I wasn't a fan of his production, but that beat right there is something special.
Yeah.
And Freddie Gibbs, he snapped out on that. So Freddie Gibbs, Vice Lord Poetry, again, just like a freestyle, but that's worth checking out, man. He went crazy on it.
Do you think the game need Kendrick?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think we need, because Kendrick is the weirdo. We need a weirdo. Like, we got Drake. Drake is like the cool guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But everybody can't be the cool guy. Then you got J. Cole. J. Cole is like the honorable, like the old school. You know what I mean? Like, everybody like, man, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't get with the Drake. You know what I'm saying? I can't get with the mumble rap. But you know, so like J. Cole, like, he the essence. Like, you need somebody like that. But then Kendrick, he gives you that, but he's also like weird. He's going to push it. You know, he's going to do top of the morning. Like, he's going to push it kind of in a way like Kanye, where I'm going to take these risks. I'm going to try to do something weird. I'm going to give you a To Pimp a Butterfly after giving you one of the most, you know, hood classic albums of all time. You know what I mean? He's going to be the one to push the boundaries. Cause as we can see now, Drake just playing it safe because he can put out, you know, what I consider just an average to good album and do 609,000 or 604,000 copies first week. Like, if it ain't broke, don't break it. So we need somebody like Cole. We need somebody like Kendrick to kind of come out and push the barriers and kind of push hip hop to the next elevation. So I think we need Kendrick.
Yeah. Need is a strong word. I can't say I need somebody that I ain't heard from in 5 years. Like, nah. If I didn't hear from a girl for 5 years, I'd assume that we weren't dating anymore. I think it's safe to assume that we are not in a relationship anymore. So I can't imagine saying that I need something that I dealt without for 5 years. You know what I mean? And although I had his music, you know what I mean? I had our memories. I had our pictures in my iPhone still, but outside of that, there was no contact. So I don't really see. But what about,
it's like,
what are we going to do with spot 4 and 5 though?
I think we got to give that to people like Travis Scott. Like, I think Travis Scott is number 4.
Maybe
he need more. He had one, but he needs more accolades. He needs more, like, he has to do more other than hang out with James Harden. Like, you gotta do more, but like lyrically, one of the best, man. You can't argue. Like, even my pops, like, I got into a crazy argument with my pops about hip hop, and he was like, you know what? You know who I like? Lil Baby. Like, Lil Baby can actually rap. Like, he don't sound like it, but when you listen to it, like, he actually be saying stuff. And I'm like, even, you know, an old head that's telling me that Rakim is still the best rapper alive, like, even he can give respect to me. You feel me? Even he can give respect to Lil Baby.
Yeah.
So, but outside of that, to be on that, you know, Mount Rushmore, you got Travis Scott, you know, like, he's a brand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even his relationship with Kylie Jenner is like, that's a brand. You know what I mean? Drake, Kendrick, Cole, like, they're bigger than their music. Like, J. Cole was playing in the Africa Basketball League, just a Pro Bowl album. Like, that's that's next level, dude.
Let's not do that again.
Man, I was out here getting Draymond Green stat lines. Yeah. 2 rebounds, 1 assist.
5 fouls.
5 fouls in 2 minutes.
Bro, all right. So, what about 5 then? Art
5,
Kelly?
Man. Shit, I don't see nothing wrong.
Chill, man. We gonna get canceled, man. Don't do that.
Oh man, 5 is tough, man. Cause people are so inconsistent. Like,
remember we thought you.
Can you say Uzi, bruh?
Boy, you know what's funny? Wrong tape.
I went back to listen to Good Day, or was it The Big Day?
Yeah.
The other day, and bro, that album is terrible.
Have a boo boo, dog.
Like, that album was
really bad, dog. Why? That's my favorite TikTok. Oh, wait, my wife. Oh, wait, my wife. Yeah.
He said, hey there, lovely sister. Oh, I'd like to hug and kiss you.
I've legitimately not heard his song from that album in years. I think I deleted it, bro. It's really bad. It's really bad.
Because I was going back and listening. I was like, man, maybe... No, maybe I've been too hard on albums. Cause I checked my box. I was like, I remember coming on here and defending that Jesus is King album. I was like, bro, that was really some mid. Like, borderline, that was some trash.
Yeah.
Like, that was some trash. And I came on here defending it. So I was like, man, let me go back and listen to some things that I thought was trash. And maybe my bias was like, all right, this probably was some good art. Man, I listened to that album. I was like, this is boo boo.
Boo boo. Yeah, that shit was.
Ass. Hey there, lovely sister. Ooh, I like to hug and kiss you. That shit me though.
What's something else that you really do? You know what? Something else that you really like that you went back. And you like, damn, this shit ain't that good.
Man, literally everything I listen to. I like weird stuff, dog.
Yeah,
like I listen to some weird music and be like, man, this shit hard. It was like, nah, this ain't it, dog.
You know what I went back and was listening to, dog? Tory Lanez album, R&B album catalog is fire.
Yeah.
His R&B catalog is nuts. Like,
yeah.
It's really, really good. I don't know how to, I don't know how else to even explain it. It's really, really good.
So I remember when Playboy dropped. And I was like, man, it sound good, but he like super toxic. And like, man, it's kind of like tough to listen to. Then he put out like a live performance of it.
That's
and I'm listening to him. I'm like, bro, this, I don't care how toxic it is, though. This is great music, dude. To the point where I went back and I re-downloaded the album. And like, Playboy is a great album, dude. Like, it's a great album. And he's been doing other good things. Like,
oh yeah.
With like he released an NFT album and he sold it for a dollar and he like sold out with like 1 million copies within like the first 10 minutes or something like that. So like he's speaking like talking about DaBaby and like people bounce back. Like it's people like if you continue to put out good music, you know what I mean? Keep your nose clean. Like you can bounce back, dude. And Tory Lanez, like he might not be the guy that he was projected to be, but he's still out here doing it.
Yeah. Without question. Well, excuse me. I think that's all we got for today, man. We just, like I said, we just talking about some music. Tried to keep it short as possible. So, Ken, you got any closing remarks? Besides, you love your wife.
I did have a positivity shout out. Did have a positivity shout out.
Oh, do you think?
We gonna do that? Yeah. So I think I think I'm saying his name right, but he's a European TikToker, so I might be mispronouncing it. So excuse my pronunciation, but I think it's Cabby Lame or Cobby Lame. He is the TikToker that watches people do dumb stuff and just like looks at them like, you know, people put like handcuffs. What's those like little plastic handcuffs on like a coffee cup to do something where you could just like hold the handle of it or something like
that dude. Yeah, I know him.
It looked like.
Yeah.
And then like, he'll just point it out.
That's what I know.
He literally doesn't say anything, right? So he was actually the second person to reach 100 million subscribers or 100 million followers on TikTok. He's the second person to ever reach that milestone. He's the first person in Europe to do it. And he don't even talk. Like, he's literally just him putting out stuff. Just his comedy is just, you know, it like is a very specific style, but it's just dope to see, you know, the different lanes that we can create for ourselves, the just how creative you can be, like with him not even saying a word, where he's just globally recognized to the point where it's just, you just got to reference some of the videos he did or just his motions or his facial expressions. And you see like how popular he is. And just to see that as a representation, so many people going crazy on TikTok thinking like, oh, I got to dance or I got to sing or I got to do dumb pranks or I got to do something. And with like outside of myself, to where you can see a young black man do something as simple as that and be successful. And like I say all the time, bro, Nipsey, he always preached a demonstration. You always got to demonstrate, whether that be if you out here claiming that you street, you got to demonstrate it and you got to show like, yo, I'm really about it when the time comes. If you out here and you a businessman, like you got to demonstrate it. You got to achieve a certain level of success. And it's not just for you and your ego. It's to be an example for the people following after you. So the more and more symbols that we can see to where like, oh, I don't have to be, you know, a basketball player. I don't have to be a rapper. I don't have to be an athlete. I can just go on TikTok and I could be, you know, one of the second most followed people on TikTok just by reacting to videos. That is another outlet that we can get to. Granted, it is entertainment. Granted, it is a long shot, but the demonstration I respect, because as long as we can give people outlets, as long as we can give people hope, as long as we can give them a way forward, I feel like that's our generation's task to make new ways so the people coming after us have it easier. So shout out to him for paving that lane. Shout out to him for achieving that milestone by just, you know, not doing the most, not selling himself out, not, you know, discrediting himself, not going all crazy and, you know, bringing shame. But, yo, he did it in an honorable way. And I got to respect that. And I got to respect that accomplishment. So shout out to him for that.
Hell yeah. TikTok, you been on TikTok hard, ain't you?
Trav sends something every day, don't he?
Trav, I do want to say real quick, though, yeah, just kind of a funny thing. You know who Down Bad Man is? He on TikTok? He'd be like, grab me that baloney.
Yeah.
He was on the album, dog. Did you hear that?
He was
on the fucking grab baby me that Gina. Bitch.
But sir.
That was funny. Cause I thought I ain't know that many people like followed him. I just, cause he's funny as fuck though, dog.
Yeah.
Grab me that fish.
Give me that fish.
But sir. Grab me that fish.
Grab me. That fish. He be sweating.
Yeah, that's a good one, bro. TikTok is a gold mine, bro. You can find anything on TikTok, dog. You find anything. And they algorithm is sharp, too. It's one of any of these, like, streaming or social media platforms that when as you start watching stuff more, as you start liking stuff more, as you start swiping past stuff more, like, it'll show you exactly what you want to see. I've been seeing so much fancy food. I've been looking up. Now, not that I like it, you know, don't get me wrong. I don't want to. It's obvious fans is watching, but I've been seeing so much fancy football on my shit lately. I've seen so much battle rap lately. It's like, oh, damn, battle rap coming back. So much crazy shit, bro.
But yeah, the algorithm is one of the most, some could say as intrusive, or some could see as like one of the most accurate depictions of what you want to see. Mm-hmm. That algorithm is crazy. Mm-hmm. But, shout out to women, dude. Everything that I've ever learned about and I'm on, women have always been ahead, dude. Like, I had girls telling me about TikTok like last year, like early on, like, bro, I'll be on TikTok. You can find yourself on hours. I'm like, bro, ain't nobody trying to watch that, dog. Ain't nobody watching videos all day, man.
So I got in there and started and busting down challenge. Wow, this ain't child shit at all.
My algorithm is sick.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never shown anybody my TikTok.
My algorithm is straight nasty.
Nobody, man. It might be a wonderful dog wholesome video, bro. Yeah. Next thing is craziness.
And so it's to the point where once a certain song play, I'm like, ooh, no. I know what type of time this is.
And I barely even follow anybody on there either. I just be swiping now.
That algorithm, it tracked like how long you spend watching these videos. Yeah. So even if you watch a video for a long time, it's like, oh, okay, he was interested in this. Uh-huh. Let me send you another one, big dog.
Back your way. From the same sound, too. same,
I know what you like.
Same sound. Same shoe, different colorway. Like. Send it right back your way. But all right, man, let's get up out of here, man. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Ken, you got anything for them?
Hey, man. Fly, Eagles, fly. Shout out to all the Eagles fans out here. Dallas, y'all trash. Washington, y'all trash. New York.
You need to be worried about Atlanta. Do y'all even
have a football team? Y'all like, we all doing.
You need to worry about Atlanta.
We out here.
What you got that game going at? You remember last time? Ain't last time y'all played, ain't that when Julio took that little screen, took it to the crib on y'all?
Julio don't play for them no more.
This is true.
Carson Wentz is out of there.
Okay.
We got Jalen Hurts. We got Devontae Smith.
I think that's cool. Devontae Smith in every fantasy league I have, bro.
Everybody saying he's going to be nice. Like, I mean, from the legends to either other players, like, yo. So I'm hoping he good. Like, I'm talking crazy, but I just hope we good. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all going to have to throw the ball a lot because the defense. Y'all look like Ohio State out there.
All right, man, we appreciate each and every one of y'all tuning in. Make sure that y'all like, subscribe on YouTube. Make sure y'all follow us on any podcast platform. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, at the Who Am I Podcast, Twitter, at the Who Am I Pod. Hit us up. Let us know in the comments. For those that just keep jumping in our DMs, like, yo, come on to the podcast. Like, even if it's, you know, for a quick segment, or if you want to send in, like, if you don't want to be on there, you want to send in, like, a voice note, you can always call in and leave us a message. Like, we appreciate the conversation. You know what I mean? Me and Kevo, we know we have our biases. We have our own bubble that we live in. So an outside perspective is always welcome. So, excuse me. Like I said, I consistently get feedback from every one of our audience members. So if y'all want to be a part of the podcast, by all means, y'all are always welcome. We appreciate all smoke, all spice, all salt over here. So
my sister, you know, was trying to get some feedback.
Most importantly,
right? She was at your neck.
She hits me on my neck, dog.
So maybe we have her on talk about certified lover girl over there, because she's not playing around, dog.
Listen, man, I'm too sexy for debate, all right? I'm not doing this.
You know what? We appreciate y'all tuning in. This is Who Am I Pod. We out.